The Canadian province of Quebec will impose an 8 p.m. curfew starting Saturday and other lockdown measures, as experts project hospital ICUs could become overwhelmed within weeks. Quebec's premier, François Legault, this week announced what he called a shock treatment for the province of 8.5 million people.
I know those measures are tough for our mental health, but we have to balance that with the situation in our hospitals. The situation is very serious.
Reporter Emma Jacobs has more.
I want to test.
Yes, you need to wait.
People arrived steadily to the COVID testing site in the parking lot of Jewish General Hospital in Montreal one afternoon this week. Waiting in line, Geoffrey Bienvenu said he'd learned his brother had tested positive.
And he dropped some boxes at my place, and he just called this morning to say he got it.
He and his teenage son and his wife, Kim Snabel, say they're not surprised by the rise in cases, particularly since the news of successful vaccines.
I think a lot of people just say, oh, let's put down our guards and...
You know, and then people going on vacation. That's smart.
The family is called up a metal ramp to the testing trailer. After a consultation at the door, they're told to come back later in the week. Enough time after exposure for a test to show whether or not they got infected. That delay from exposure to infection and sometimes hospitalization is why doctors here say hospitals haven't seen the worst yet, including from gatherings over the holidays against the province's rules. Matthew Outen is a physician at Jewish General.
Are we bursting at the seams yet? No, although if you look at all of the recent trends, these are really going off the rails.
The head of the province's Institute for Excellence in Healthcare, Luc Boileau, says more doctors and nurses are out sick or in quarantine than during the spring wave. He forecasts greater Montreal hospitals could exhaust the beds allocated for COVID patients within 2 weeks and be forced to cancel non-COVID procedures once again.
We're not facing that threat right now, but it can be so in the near future if nothing is done.
Hospitalizations have approached critical levels in other provinces, including Alberta and Ontario. Meanwhile, more than a dozen local and federal politicians from across the country are under scrutiny over international travel, including to warm weather destinations over the holidays. They include members of the party of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who spoke to reporters in front of his home on Tuesday.
All Canadians were so disappointed to see so many examples of folks who should have known better doing things that put us all at risk.
The government will now require a negative COVID-19 test to board flights into the country. However, most cases here aren't linked to international travel, but to community spread, which is why Quebec is rolling out some of its strictest rules yet, says Joan Liu, former president of Doctors Without Borders and a children's emergency physician in Montreal.
We see a train that is going full speed into driving into the wall, and we're trying to put all the brakes that we can to avoid that collision.
The other tool Canada has, she says, is to ramp up vaccination as much as possible. Canada has begun administering doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.